This should be a fun Monday for fans of politics and numbers. The North Carolina Senate is due to release its proposed budget for the state, and it's expected to differ significantly from a plan passed by the House a little over 3 weeks ago. Joining me now to walk us through what will be a busy day in Raleigh is our own fan of politics and numbers, WFAE's Tom Bullock. Good morning, Tom. Good
morning, Marshall.
Details of the Senate budget have yet to be released, but we do have a sense of what to expect.
Yes, we do, largely because of how the Senate and a number of conservative groups reacted to the House budget. Citing the fact that the state ran a $400 million budget surplus last year, the House plan called for roughly a 6% increase in spending. That includes more money spent on textbooks and digital tools in classrooms, and a 2% raise for teachers and all state workers. It also extended, increased, or relaunched a number of tax credits and incentive programs in the state and proposes raising fees in North Carolinians pay to the DMV by 30%. Now, almost as soon as that budget was passed, Senate leaders began criticizing their Republican colleagues in the House by questioning their priorities and saying they were spending way too much. And a number of conservative groups like the John Locke Foundation and Americans for Prosperity joined in, saying the House plan is packed with pork and corporate handouts.
So it sounds like we should expect a much more austere proposal from the Senate.
Absolutely. The budget writers in the Senate say they're looking to grow state spending by less than 3%. Now, Marshall, that's less than half of what the House called for. Now, how they'll do that, we'll have to wait and see. But we can expect the Senate to eliminate some of those tax credits and incentives. Take renewable energy, for example. The House plan extends the tax credits individuals and companies receive for investing in things like solar panels, wind power, and biofuels. Senate leaders have already come out against these rebates, especially for solar. So don't be surprised to see that program cut way back or ended outright. We'll know more at 4 p.m. when every Appropriations Committee in the Senate will debate their slice of the budget simultaneously.
The budget will be the second piece of major economic legislation the Senate has proposed in less than a week.
That is exactly right. The state's fiscal year ends June 30th, and as we approach that deadline, the legislative pace really has picked up. Last Wednesday, the Senate unveiled a major overhaul to income and sales taxes. Let's start with the income tax changes. It would lower personal income tax rates from 5.7% to 5.5%. The proposal would also change how North Carolina taxes businesses on their sales and lower the corporate tax rate from 5% to 3% by 2017. Now, this is slated to happen anyway if the state continues to hit revenue benchmarks, but the bill would make that happen regardless of those benchmarks. On Friday, I asked Governor Pat McCrory how he felt about these proposed changes. In short, he's not a fan.
Some of it would put our revenue and North Carolina's revenue, I think, in fiscal danger. And I have no interest in becoming a Kansas type of situation where we don't have the revenue to pay for basic services.
Now, Marshall, Kansas is another state where the GOP controls the legislature and the governor's office. They've tried a policy which is basically cut the taxes and the businesses will come. But that hasn't been the case. And now the state is looking at raising taxes or slashing an already bare-bones state budget in order to balance the books.
The Senate also proposed changing how sales tax is distributed throughout North Carolina.
And right now, the bulk of sales tax revenue is given to the counties where the actual sales took place. But the Senate would flip that, distributing 80% of the revenue to all counties based on population. Governor McCrory believes this amounts to a hidden tax increase since cities and towns, those places where most sales take place, would likely need to raise their property taxes to make up for the lost revenue. Mecklenburg, for example, would likely see their sales tax revenue drop by 4%. Again, the governor is not a fan.
The tax redistribution, I don't even see a compromise. I don't think it should be opened up for discussion because it's not our tax. It's not the state government's tax. It's local government's tax, and local government should be able to keep their revenue to reinvest in the roads and other infrastructure that they put in there to attract businesses and restaurants and hotels and other things.
Now, on top of that, the governor doesn't think the sales tax redistribution plan has enough support.
And I just don't see any way they could get enough votes to pass, much less override a veto.
Did the governor just say he would veto the sales tax redistribution?
It sure sounded that way to me. And I followed up by asking him that exact question, and he walked it back a bit, saying he didn't want to discuss possible future vetoes at this time. Now, I spoke with Governor McCrory in Mooresville. He was there pushing a tax credit for those who rehab or repurpose historical buildings. That was included in the House budget, but it's something Senate leaders have not supported in the past. And the way Governor McCrory pitched it was really interesting. Take a listen.
Ronald Reagan started the historical tax credits. Ronald Reagan, it's a conservative concept of encouraging private sector investment.
The historic preservation tax credits are one of those now considered a corporate handout by Americans for Prosperity and other groups. And the fact that this is such a hard sell in North Carolina Senate is telling because it shows just how far the political spectrum in the state and the country has shifted.
WFAE's Tom Bullock. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.